The presidential campaign has been nothing but a snooze fest until now. Now it's getting good. Finally, it's getting dirty. I was worried after Mitt Romney named Paul Ryan his running mate because President Obama did not immediately pounce. In fact, Obama did not stop complimenting Ryan.
Congressman Ryan is a decent man. He is a family man. He is an articulate spokesman for Governor Romney's vision.
All right, settle down, Mr. President. Enough showering Ryan with praise. Get on with the mudslinging. That's the kind of campaign I want to watch. I'm bipartisan on that issue. I want both sides to get ugly. Come on, get personal. Entertain me. It's been a busy week. As you probably know, the search continues for a topless photo of Paul Ryan. Word on the street is he has a six-pack. This week we learned that New Jersey Governor Fat will be the keynote speaker at the GOP convention. But the real commotion commenced when Vice President Biden implied Mitt Romney is a slave master.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Some say the president should drop Biden from the ticket because he's out of control. Mr. President, listen closely. Don't you dare drop that man from the ticket. I have so little right now. There are only so many episodes of The Real Housewives and Keeping Up with the Kardashians that I can watch. Don't take Biden. Don't take Biden away from me. I'm just saying. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.